ओम शांति। वंस थ्री पंडित्स फ्रॉम इंडिया वेंट ऑन अ पिलग्रिमेज। वन ऑफ देम वॉज बॉटनिस्ट हु वॉज स्पेशलाइज्ड इन स्टडी ऑफ प्लांट्स। अनदर वॉज फिलोसोफर हु न्यू स्क्रिप्चर्स। द थर्ड वॉज linguist who had knowledge of language, sound, and they were going through one forest and they were very hungry, so they decided to cook food. So the first one, who was botanist, was told to bring vegetables, some sabji. The second, who was philosopher, who was always contemplating whether the ghee is holding the container or container is holding the ghee, such philosophical questions. So he was told to bring ghee. The third, who was linguist and who had a lot of knowledge about sounds, phonetics, he was told to fire, to have a fire, so that the food can be cooked. The botanist went and he researched all the vegetables, and ultimately he came to the conclusion that neem are the only leaves which are faultless. Neem. And the vegetable should be prepared only with this. The sabji should be of neem. Because he found out some or other, somewhere vat, somewhere pitta, somewhere kapha fault of Ayurveda in every vegetable. So he brought neem. The philosopher went and he purchased some ghee. But now the philosophical question, which was going on for ages together, whether the ghee is holding the container or container is holding the ghee. He said, this is the ideal time to research. So he tried to turn the container upside down and all the ghee fell down. And he came to the conclusion that yes, it is the container which is holding the ghee. And he was overjoyed. And the third person, who was linguist, he collected some woods, but they were wet because it had recently rained. And he kept the woods and started fire. But it was having a very weird sound. Jungle woods and on fire. And he said, such sound is not mentioned in any scripture. This is a very weird and strange sound. So ultimately took water and just extinguished it. So this is how the three prepared the food. And you can imagine that they had to go hungry. Because the neem was brought and the ghee had fallen down and ultimately the fire was extinguished. So these are the three people who represent Gyan. But they had no dharna. These are the three people who represent that they had knowledge with them, but how to practically apply that knowledge was definitely missing. The third subject of this godly university is dharana. I don't think there is any English translation. Most of the words which are existing in Hindi, if you try to translate them in English, it is just like there is a perfume in one container and you want to pour that container, that perfume in another container. Half of them, that would be vanished. It's just with the translation of language. So, the third subject of this university is dharana. And just now all of you heard today's blessing. What did Baba say? Don't go in depression, don't come in upheaval because you have not got a chance to relate knowledge. That is not the only service. Become the embodiment of dharana. Influence people with the embodiment of dharana. And if you do this, today's blessing says you will get four things. First, marks of service. Somebody might be giving speeches in front of lakhs of people and some mother is there in kitchen She doesn't know how to speak. She doesn't have any knowledge of language. But she is so perfect in her work. She is so punctual in her work. That whosoever comes to the campus, they get awestruck by the speeches. But the moment they go out of the hall, they forget the speech. And the moment they see that mother who is in the kitchen so perfectly, and seeing that mother, her dharna, the person is transformed. So who has done better service? Those who are speaking have got clappings, but the clappings have remained within the hall. So it's not just that the one who relates the knowledge is doing service. Baba said today, become the embodiment of dharna, which is the third subject, and which is the visible subject. So first, you will get marks of service. Second, you will get blessings of others. Third, you will get instant happiness, pratyakshaphal. And fourth, those who are dharana swarup, embodiment of dharana, are the real server, sacche sevadhari. So we often discuss gyan, we often discuss yoga, we often discuss service. Today we will discuss about the third subject, and that is dharana. How to become the embodiment of dharana based on today's murli. What is dharana? Dharana, as I said, is the practical application of knowledge. Not merely the theoretical knowledge. So we can divide this in 7 parts. First, knowledge that we are souls. But what is the dharana? To become soul conscious is the dharana. To have the knowledge that soul is there, its point of light, it is imperishable, it's sitting in the middle of the forehead, it goes from one body to another body, this is fine. But what is dharana? Dharana is not just knowledge. Dharana is a step ahead of knowledge. One is to become embodiment. Yes, but to become embodiment of knowledge is to have dharana. So that is the perfect definition of dharana, is to become the very embodiment of knowledge, or the practical application of the knowledge is called dharana. So the first thing Baba said in today's Sakar Murli, a very beautiful thing. I am the soul, I am seeing through the eyes, I am the soul, I am hearing through the ears. Make this habit firm. Practice this habit. Make this into a habit. To have all the knowledge of the soul, to talk about soul, to relate soul, to tell souls, to tell others that you are souls, this is okay. But how much we are working in soul consciousness? The ordinary routine activities, sweeping the floor, eating. How much one is soul conscious during those periods? Those unguarded moments, somebody is driving, how much soul consciousness is there? Somebody is eating, somebody is speaking. If you draw a circle and there is a center, the center is soul consciousness and the orbit is body consciousness. Most of the time we are moving on the orbit. All the relationships are on the orbit. All the circumstances, whatever we face, they are, everything is on the orbit. All the words we speak is on the orbit. All the seva we do is on the orbit. But how much we are linked with the center, and the center is the soul consciousness. The journey of spiritual life is the journey from the orbit, from the circumference, from the periphery to the center. From the body consciousness of orbit to the center of soul consciousness. So to have dharana means to remain situated in the center and then come into speech, to remain situated in the center, then come on the orbit, to remain situated in the center and then do everything on the orbit. From the outside it looks person is doing some ordinary service, but inside he is having a very great internal stage. Outside two persons are doing the same work, it appears they are same, but internally there is a day and night difference. In Zen philosophy, there is one saying, chop woods, bring water before enlightenment. After enlightenment, chop woods, bring water. The work is the same. Before enlightenment also person is doing the same. After enlightenment also he is doing the same. But now the difference is in the level of consciousness. So the first dharana, we can make two columns. First, soul. This is knowledge. What is the dharana? Dharana is to become soul conscious. The second, knowledge, supreme soul. What is the dharana? To remember that supreme soul is the dharana. And in today's Sakar Murli, Baba said almost 8 to 10 points for remembrance. What happens because of remembrance? Your happiness increases. What happens because of remembrance? Your sins are cut. What happens because of remembrance? You earn wealth, income. The real income is remembrance. What happens because of remembrance? Baba said there is only one method to control all the senses. Those hatha yogis have tried every which method in the world to control the senses. They have subjected their body to great penances. They have subjected to drugs. They have gone for long fasting periods. But the moment they start eating, again the senses become nimble, chanchal. Again the senses are uncontrolled. There is only one and one method to control all the senses to become karmendriya jit is remembrance. When you remember the father, you become satopradhan. When you remember the father, you have charti kala, ascending stage. When you remember the father, Baba said a beautiful thing, unlimited lottery of happiness you get. To have the feeling that we have got the lottery. To have the feeling that we have got something which nobody in the world has got. Such unprecedented, such unlimited happiness, such limitless joy, such bliss, such rapture, such ecstasy. The song always in the heart. Baba said in today's Murli, keep on saying Baba, 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 Baba. It's not about saying with mouth alone. It's a japa jap, the chantless chant, the soundless sound. The inside heart keeps on singing, keeps on singing, keeps on singing. In Sikh religion they say, Naam khumari nanaka, chadi rahe din raat. Din raat, day and night, this khumari, this intoxication, this inebriation of Naam is upon me. That intoxication. So second is, to have knowledge that God is light, God is point of light, He is staying in the supreme abode, He comes every cycle, He makes Brahma His channel. And He is come now. And this is the confluence age. To have all this knowledge about Him. He is the embodiment of, He is the ocean of this, 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 this. To know all His divine attributes is knowledge. But what is dharana? Dharana is to stay in His remembrance. That He is my everything. Everything what I do is for Him. This is how you stay in Ruhani Moj. In spiritual pleasure. Data, vidhata, vardata, you keep on remembering Him, you make Him your everything. That is dharana. Dharana is not just about knowledge. Dharana, otherwise knowledge alone can sometimes make egoistic. That I know who is God, you do not know who is God. Now I will tell you what is God. You might have heard, but now I will tell. You know, in Madhuban, when some tourists come, first they go to Shantivan, then they go to museum, then they go to Peace Park, then they go to Gyan Sarovar, and then they come to Pandavan. Like this. Everywhere they are taught Atma, Paramatma. Sometimes, you know, what happens? They don't want to listen. But the person who is there, he says, now I will not leave you. I have to tell you what is Atma and Paramatma. He says, I have just heard. Forget that. I will tell you now. Sometimes, you know, knowledge also makes one egoistic. And knowledge doesn't mean just to relate it to everyone. Our vibrations are also doing something. We are not, a person is there, he is not relating any knowledge, but he is just standing. And the person is looking at him and getting influenced. I want to become like him. So calm, so quiet, so serene. So the second dharana is Supreme Soul's remembrance. The third dharana, two columns. First column, three world. That is the knowledge. We know the knowledge of three worlds. This, this and this. But what is the dharana? Dharana is to keep on traveling in the three world. Leave this body and go in the subtle world. Leave the subtle body, go in the paramdham. See there. Analyze that world. Keep on moving in the three worlds. Baba said, in Satyug, you will be not Trilokinath. You are Trilokinath here. The master of the three world. There you would be able to travel in one world. Here you travel the three world now. Madhuban is the airport. Unlimited airport. Sit there and travel. In one Murli Baba said like that. So dharana means to become bodiless. Drop the body here, go in the subtle world. Drop the subtle body, go in the supreme abode. Then come back. Then go up, then come back. Then go up, then come back. Baba says you are like a genie. Keep on doing this again and again. So that is the third dharana. The fourth dharana in this column, fourth world cycle. On that cycle, on the dharana side, when I know the world cycle, when I know the world drama, I need to remember all points of drama throughout the day at least once. At least once in 24 hours, try to recall all the points of knowledge of drama. This drama is unlimited, this drama is accurate, this drama is repeating, there is nothing new in this drama. Everything, every scene of this drama, there is a benefit. Behind the curtain of loss, there is benefit. Behind the curtain of bad, there is goodness. So this drama is beneficial, this drama is multivariated, this drama is so beautiful. Baba loves this drama, that's why you children should love this drama. Baba loves every action, every actor of this drama. So I need to love every actor and every action of every actor of this drama. And I remain as a detached observer of this drama. So to have the knowledge of the drama, it is 5000 years, these are the ages and all this, this is jnan. But what is dharana? Dharana is to use this knowledge. Suddenly a very difficult scene has come in front of me. Suddenly somebody has got fracture. He was doing too much seva, but now is in hospital for 1 month. I find that people can't accept this. They say, no, we want to serve, we want to say Baba's service is suffering. But there are so many good souls, very stable, serviceable souls, whose stage is like that. They think, earlier we were doing that service of running here and there, now Baba has given us this service. Now we will sit in the hospital and we will give sakash. They accept it. And there are souls who don't accept. How can I am fractured? Never. What about my service? What about my department? What is happening to this and that? Accept it immediately. So use drama. That is to become the embodiment of drama. The fifth, karma philosophy. We have the knowledge. Whatever we do, the same thing will come back to us. This is the knowledge, but what is the dharana? To use the karma philosophy everywhere. Sudden disease, sudden death of the near and dear ones, sudden karmic account has come in front of me. It was not there before. The one whom I thought is my friend suddenly had become my enemy. The one whom I trust so much, suddenly he shows disinterest in me. I have to apply karma philosophy at each and every point. To use karma philosophy is to become embodiment of dharana. To know karma philosophy is to become jnani. But our journey is from jnani to yogi. And to yogi, to become prayogi. Prayogi is the one who experiments with yoga. So that is the dharana. The next, eight powers. We know the eight powers. Everybody knows eight powers. We tell that in course, but to what extent I use the 8 powers? To use those 8 powers is to become Dharana Swarup. Somebody is insulting me in front of everyone. I remain calm and I tolerate it. That is the sign that you have become Dharana Swarup. Somebody tries to abuse, somebody tries to malign, somebody tries to put blame on me, false blames. Somebody stabs me on the back, somebody backbites, criticizes. I have to use all the powers. These are siddhis, ashta siddhis, 8 siddhis we have got. 8 powers are 8 siddhis. We are the greatest siddhas of the world. And God has put His hand on my head and given me all the powers, all the siddhis. So I have to use, to use all the siddhis, all the powers is to become Dharana Swarup. Baba talked about influences of 2 things in today's Murli. First, the influence of Madhuban will increase one day. The second, the influence of Dharana. These are the things that will influence the world. Madhuban is not going to shout that I am here, but automatically souls would get attracted to Madhuban. A Dharana Swarup person is not going to shout, come to me, but automatically the vibrations will spread. The fragrance will go. A tree is there and there are beautiful flowers. Outside the village, the flower doesn't tell the villagers, come to me. It never makes any announcement, never any advertisement. Automatically the villagers are attracted to the fragrance, because wherever there would be fragrance, it will have attraction. So the fragrance is of Dharana, the fragrance is of internal purity, the fragrance is of Brahmacharya, the fragrance is of unpunctured, unbroken, uninterrupted Brahmacharya for a very long time. And such purity is there within the heart, then the real service takes place. And the 7th point of Jnan is aim. We know what we have to become. We know that we have to become Lakshmi Narayana. But what is the effort to make efforts? Intense efforts. Today in Baba's, Murli Baba said, don't waste any time. Don't listen all the nonsense of the world. Listen what I tell you. And whatever, where's the Murli? Is there? Okay, so whatever Baba says in Murli, listen to that. Go into the depth of each and every point. Become the embodiment of that. Go in the depth of churning. Take one point, think of it, dream of it, visualize it. Let it go deep within you. Let it become the blood in your veins, in your arteries. Such love. Become such gopis. So, these are the 7 points of Dharana. Baba said in today's Vardhan, become the embodiment of Dharana. Do not go in upheaval. Don't be depressed because you have not been given the chance to speak. And to be a good speaker has nothing to do with having Dharana. One can get up at 8 o'clock and come on the stage and give an excellent talk on Amrit Vela at 9 a.m. And the audience will say, wow, it is excellent. But the person has got up at 8 o'clock. Public speaking has more to do with practice rather than Dharana. So become the embodiment of Dharana. You get 4 things. First, marks of service. Second, those who are real Dharana Swarup are the real Sevadharis. By Dharana Swarup, you get earn the blessings of others. And 4th, you get unlimited happiness, the fruit, instant fruit of happiness. And 7 points of 7-day course, first soul, become soul conscious. God, become God conscious. World cycle, 3 world, keep on traveling in the 3 world, here and there, sometimes here, sometimes there. 4th, the world cycle, keep on using the knowledge of drama throughout the day. You are going somewhere, suddenly the tire is punctured. Rather than blaming the government and roads, do something else. Use the drama point. Send Sakash to the people who are stuck in travel, in the traffic. So many things, so many experiments one keep on doing. Next, karma philosophy. Suddenly something is happening in life. Remember that suddenly nothing happens. If it is happening, definitely it is my past karma which is coming in front of me. And I should accept it immediately. Who wants to have an untoward event? But this will happen, still accept it. Because this is karma philosophy. There was one sadhu in London, he was put behind the bars. One sannyasi, Indian sannyasi. And he was charged with murder. After 18 years, the real murderer was found. And the court say, you are acquitted. Now get, oh, you can go. He said, let me be in the jail only, I am doing good sadhana here. And regarding the murder, I have not even killed an ant. What about, you are talking of some murder? But it is the result of my past karmas. So karma philosophy, and then eight powers is the knowledge. But using the eight powers is to become dharana swarup. And last, aim. We know the aim, to become angel, to become Lakshmi Narayan, to become 16 celestial fool and all those things. But what are the efforts I am doing? How powerful is my Amrit Vela? How much Murli churning I am doing throughout the day? How much time I am remembering Baba? How much time I am wasting? How my evening yoga is there or not there? Whether I am writing good chart or not? How is my sleep? Is it Satopradhan or filled with some vices coming out from the subconscious mind and disrupting the sleep? What is it? So, focus on this third subject, dharana. Om Shanti.